This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. Ran across an article in the New York Times. It was an opinion by Jessica Gross, and she discusses a rather interesting trend. It is called the de-churching of America. She indicates that roughly 40 million people have left attending church for a variety of reasons. And there are individuals who have decided to go into nature meditation or even pursue their own personal religious pursuits. However, in Hebrews, the 25th chapter, and I'm reading from the King James Version, it says, "Not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." This is a very interesting portion of scripture because it speaks to the fact, the importance, I should say, of how corporate worship, corporate assembly is essential in the life of the church. There is in Exodus, the 19th chapter, there is an encounter with the divine God that Israel has. God summons them to the bottom of Mount Sinai, and is there God manifests his power in great majesty. And his purpose was so that the people of Israel would see the magnitude of God and the relationship that Moses had with Yahweh. Through such an encounter, their faith, their belief was strengthened. It was amplified because they saw, they experienced a divine God. Well, I tell you, corporate worship is even important for us today. When we come into the assembly or the congregation comes and meets and engages in worship, there is an encounter with the creator of the cosmos. It is through the hymns or the songs, the testimony of the believers, and even the sermon being ignited by the Holy Spirit, the congregation has an encounter with God. Now, I will say that a corporate experience with God is very different than a single individual praying or reading their scripture, which is important as well. But with the corporate assembly where God is experienced, the community is able to experience the power of God in a variety of manifestations. Now, in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 25th verse, it even discusses that we are to exhort one another. And so that when the church, the believers in Christ Jesus come together, there is a strengthening, there is a building up. And therefore, through such coming together, the believers are empowered to go forth and impact the world. Therefore, through such an experience with God, the believers are empowered to impact the world. Therefore, the church gathers to impact the world. Yes, the church gathers together in corporate assembly. Therefore, the believers are empowered to impact the world. It's a very unique experience to have to experience the worship experience and then experience the power of God. Very unique, very different than just watching a worship service on YouTube or Facebook. It is critical that the believer experience in a corporate setting who God really is. And I hasten to say, God does exist. And therefore, through such an experience, we are assured that even in this fallen world, that God does exist. Blessings to you.